What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. And today is episode 3 of season number 2. Okay? So, we got one free agent signing to go over, and I'm going over my thoughts of an assistant coach signing, and then we're going to go over my personal NHL awards. They could all be the same, but might not. And either way, I'll go over all the NHL awards and say who I would pick and why if I was the one who actually picked them. That's the thing. So first of all, the one free agent signing we are going to go over today is Jack Roslovic. He can play middle six. He can play really anywhere you want him to. He can play the second line, third line are usually the two lines that he plays. Jack Roslovic. Deal. Okay, Carolina Hurricanes continue to restock in free agency Thursday by signing for Jack Roslovic to a 1-year contract with $2.8 million. He can play in the second or third line. Very huge and good pickup for the Carolina Hurricanes. I'll just see it for them. They like I said, they restock it. Jessica Campbell is the first ever NHL assistant coach, first ever coach in the NHL for a woman, first ever coach, an assistant coach or head coach or anything that's a woman. She's an assistant coach that got signed by the Kraken. I actually happen to like this. I really glad they do this. I will get to the part. If she's bad, she doesn't get to get signed. If she's good, she gets to get signed. So if she's good, I'm really happy for them and her. Now we're going to go over my award winners if I was picking. The first one I'm going to pick is the Selke Award, the best defensive forward. Barkov, they picked Barkov. I would too. He was just so fantastic defensively. He always been that. Very high IQ defensively, great stick work, great positioning, great blocking, great timing, great everything. Greg Adelwood, best coach. I would give it to Rick Tocchet. I agree. They gave it to Rick Tocchet, the Vancouver Canucks. He turned that team a full 180, and they're really, really good this year now because of it. Lady Bing, I would give it to probably Jacob Slavin. That makes sense. He was very disciplined. We'll say that much. General Manager of the Year, Jim Neal, the Dallas Stars. They picked that as well. He was very good, made good deals, good trades, good. They got a good year too. Calder, the Rookie of the Year, Bedard, definitely kind of Bedard. They said that too. He had the most points. He was by far the best, in my opinion. Hart, MacKinnon, him and Kucherov were very close together in regular season points. But MacKinnon won a playoff round and won 2 games in the second round. Compared to Nikita Kucherov, only won 1 game in the whole postseason. Norris, Quinn Hughes, he had the most points and he was still great defensively. Ted Lindsay, Nathan MacKinnon, the most outstanding player voted by NHLPA. MacKinnon, I agree. Vezina, definitely Hellebuck, Connor Hellebuck for sure. I just think he had the best regular season stats, most wins, his team was great. Wow, that's it. 4-minute episode. Wow, okay. Tomorrow's gonna be a longer episode, but for what I did today, it wasn't very long, guys. 4 minutes, wow. Feels weird only doing a 4-minute episode, I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. That's it for today's episode. I will see you guys for tomorrow for season 2, episode 4. Peace.